Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 10th, Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. We're kind of ending a section of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, and then in tomorrow's reading, we will read about the triumphal entry. But today we're in the parable of the 10 minas, and then we'll go over to the Psalms and we'll read the second part of Psalm 139. Luke 19, starting in verse 11. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. Before we move on to the Psalms, I just want to talk about why the king was so hard on the man who had not increased his money. And it's a parable, so it's meant to help us kind of think on it and chew on it as a cow chews the cud. And one of the commentaries said that these were the reasons why he punished the man. One, because he didn't share the master's interest in the kingdom. It's just a good reminder to us that Jesus is talking again and again about the kingdom that is to come and that we should be focused on that kingdom. Number two, he didn't trust his master's intentions. I really noticed this time reading it that he blame shifted a lot. It's like, oh, Lord, Master, you are a very harsh man. And I was just kind of cringing. The third reason, according to this commentary, is that his only concern was for himself. And the fourth, that he did nothing with the money. And so these were the reasons why the king was hard on the man. I'm quoting from the Life Application Bible here. It says, like the king in the story, God has given you gifts to use for the benefit of his kingdom. Do you want the kingdom to grow? Do you trust God to govern it fairly? Are you as concerned for others' welfare as you are for your own? And are you willing to faithfully use what he has entrusted to you? These are difficult questions that we just want to bring to the Lord. Help us, Lord, to see your kingdom grow. Help us to be a part of that. Help us to trust you. Help us to be concerned for others. Moving over to Psalm 139, we'll begin in verse 13 and we'll go through the end of the psalm. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This psalm reminds us that God knitted us together. He formed us in our mother's womb. He was there when our frame was being made in the secret place. And he is everywhere present with us. The psalmist turns to asking God, because he is present everywhere, that he might defeat evil. And then he ends with asking God to search his heart. And so that's where I want us to end today. Lord, help us to be a people who meditate on your word and allow it to search us and to find that within us that needs to change, and maybe even encourage that within us that is from you. Will you pray with me? Lord, we know that you know our thoughts. Sometimes that's scary because our thoughts are evil and we have pride. And we pray, Lord, for forgiveness for the thoughts that are evil. And we pray, Lord, that you would replace all of that with goodwill and with good thoughts and ultimately with good purposes for your kingdom. Help us to think on you and on your kingdom and on Jesus, our Lord. On this resurrection day, we remember his sacrifice and we are so very grateful. Thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you show yourself to us, but most clearly, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.